Congress and the Pentagon are battling over a massive new artillery gun called the Crusader. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld wants to cancel it. Some lawmakers want to force him to preserve it. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports that this is just one tiny part of a debate over the military's future.
By canceling the Crusader artillery program, the military would save $9 billion over a decade. Independent budget analyst Andrew Krepinevich says the administration is proposing relatively modest changes to the rest of the military budget, and that amounts to several trillion dollars.
If you looked at their defense program, essentially it was a close mirror to that was laid down by the Clinton administration.
The other day, one of Rumsfeld's top budget officials offered an impressively candid view of the challenges he faces. Undersecretary of Defense Pete Aldridge spoke to reporters at the Pentagon.
It is the hardest thing to do, to take a weapon out of a program, out of the budget. It is so easy to put one in.
Aldridge says his office did manage to consolidate two missile defense programs into one, but he dismayed some members of Congress.
Jesus, they thought I had, killed somebody. It's just hard.
Undersecretary Aldridge says he is skeptical that one of the Pentagon's most expensive new pieces of hardware will ever work. The V-22 Osprey is a combination airplane and helicopter. Despite a series of fatal crashes, the multi-billion dollar program survives, at least temporarily. Aldridge says the Pentagon is beginning another series of flight tests.
I think there's a lot of uncertainties we don't yet know about. Yes. But I'm a lone soul here in some cases, and the flight test program is going to prove or disprove whether or not my concerns are valid.
Then there's a new Air Force fighter jet, the F-22. Rather than cancel the costly program, the administration has asked the Air Force to consider ordering fewer planes. That leaves open the possibility that the Air Force could fight to expand the program later. Weapons programs survive in part because the military services say they need them. The weapons have taken decades to develop, and it might take decades more to find alternatives. Certain programs also have powerful political supporters. That Crusader artillery piece would be made by several defense contractors in several states whose representatives in Congress are now fighting to save it. But Marcus Corbin of the Center for Defense Information says bigger programs like that F-22 fighter have even more support.
Subcontracts likely reach nearly all 50 states. That's pretty much a standard practice now to get literally every state involved in some way.
Corbin says a military devoted to old weapons also remains devoted to old ways of fighting wars. Secretary Rumsfeld has spoken of transforming the military. Rumsfeld has hired a retired Navy officer to oversee his transformation program. Vice Admiral Art Sabrowski imagines a military that moves faster, travels lighter, and obtains vast amounts of information about the enemy.
What we are seeing is what amounts to a new theory of war. That is, power comes from a different place. During the Industrial Age, for example, power came from mass. And now, power tends to come from information, access, and speed.
Sabrowski says that in Afghanistan last fall, a handful of Special Forces soldiers wielded tremendous power. They found targets and used sophisticated information technology to call in devastating airstrikes. A Pentagon evaluation of the Afghan campaign suggests that sensors, ways to gather information, could be more important than firepower itself. Secretary Rumsfeld's aides say they want more research into unmanned drones that flew over Afghanistan, sending back live video shots of the ground. They got more money in the latest budget, though officials say they had been hoping for more. Analyst Andrew Krepinevich says it may be hard to find the financing for new technologies.
Transformation is as much about what you don't do or what you stop doing as what you initiate. There's a concern that this administration will not be able to introduce these new capabilities because as these more traditional programs gain momentum, as they begin to come into production, that they will essentially crowd out funding for some of these new ideas and new programs.
President Bush has proposed a vast increase in military spending in the coming years. But analysts say even that increase will not pay for all the weapons the military is planning. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.